Arrests were made in just half of the murders committed last year in Philadelphia. It has many families of victims feeling frustrated, and it's putting many communities on edge. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, police say finding new ways to prosecute violent criminals is not going to be easy.
Far too often, family members of the 277 people who were murdered in Philadelphia in 2015 make pleas like this.
And pray that they find out who did this to my grandson, because he did not deserve this.
That's Michelle Stern talking to Channel 6 last month. She's the grandmother of Xavier Stern, the 15-year-old from Upper Darby who was fatally shot in North Philly last month. Police still haven't arrested anyone in connection with the case. Outgoing Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey says for a lot of reasons, the people with answers never step forward.
Could be intimidation, could be no snitching, could be don't want to get involved.
When Ramsey took over the department 8 years ago, he set up an incentive. Police would offer $20,000 to anyone who gives information leading to the arrest of a suspect in any murder, no matter when it happened. But even that hasn't helped.
I mean, that's a lot of money that we've put up for that, and it still has not been able to raise our numbers to a point where we have people really stepping forward to in large numbers.
And the most frustrating part, Ramsey says, is that police are often aware of who the killer is.
In probably 80-85% of the cases, we have a good idea of who committed the crime. We just don't have enough to be able to bring it to trial. And that's a shame, because those people stay on the streets.
Ramsey says that's a concern, because when a killer remains at large, that person often commits other violent crimes or becomes the victim of one. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.